Albeth Gillis, who is the owner, the founder of Albeth Gillis Bridal. Good to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kino. Thanks for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure. So first tell us the story of your business. Before we talk about, you know, the challenge that not only you're having, some other people are having, and I know that, you know, Westgrow's been assisting as well. But let's first talk about your business, the story behind it.
Well, I started making wedding dresses, obviously, just for the local market about 20 years ago. And over the last 8 years, we've started exporting to mostly the UK and also Ireland and Germany. And we've grown the business. It's been obviously hard work, and it's export is built on trust. So it's a long and hard road to get there, to get your stockers to trust you on that side. And yeah, we've now got 11 employees, all female, of course. And mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is what we're doing.
Okay, so let's talk about lockdown. I mean, it's knocked a lot of businesses. Some people might argue you must be very thankful that you don't run a hotel in this world. But it's been challenging for everybody. It's not only people who've been involved in the entertainment industry and et cetera that have been knocked by this. Let's talk about how this has affected your business.
Well, obviously, weddings on this side has been postponed.
Yes.
Pretty much everywhere in the world because, yes, gatherings aren't allowed. Some of the countries like Germany have started opening up and some of their weddings are happening. So, yeah, it's been very difficult, but we had a lot of outstanding orders, obviously, that was going to go out before and during lockdown that needed to be delivered to the stores on that side. And we've experienced quite a lot of problems with the exports during level four.
Let's talk, just unpack some of those challenges that you've had for us, because I'm not assuming that everybody who listens to this knows a thing or two about exporting goods. I mean, it might seem simple, although I'm sure it's not, to design phenomenal bridal clothing. But like anything else, you know, you need all sorts of boxes to be ticked before you can hit your market. So what were some of the core challenges there in level four?
During level four, we were initially told that obviously when Minister Dlamini Zuma spoke that exports will be opening up for locally manufactured goods. What happened on the ground, though, as with lots of the things that were put in place by government, was not really what was happening. There wasn't clear directives from government. So the courier companies were reluctant to export goods or to even collect goods from us without CPIC certificates. And there was our first challenge because I'm a sole proprietor, and then you can't get the, as we all know by now, couldn't get the CPIC certificate. But we did have affidavits, and obviously we are completely tax compliant. To try and eventually, after the minister that's in charge of SMMEs came out with her directives about 2 weeks after level four had started already, the courier companies were then willing to collect goods. Cape Town is still closed for our stuff gets air freighted, not sea freighted, obviously, because they're small, high value parcels. So Cape Town's still not open, really, except for Ethiopian Airlines to take goods out of the country. So everything has to go through Johannesburg. It's taking longer. There was a huge backlog. And initially, also, they weren't even sure whether they would process our type of goods, our HS code. It did eventually happen. Our first parcel is now in London after a month. It's been a month's worth of challenge and fight just to get one parcel.
Oh, my word. But level three is looking better. What role? I see Westgrow has worked with you guys on this as well. They've been.
Yes.
I was saying to Minister David Mania yesterday that they've been doing a phenomenal job trying to help SMMEs. So where are you today as we speak?
So, yes, Westgrow has been absolutely amazing. I've basically been on the phone to them almost every single day since the beginning of lockdown four, when we started having these problems. Mm-hmm. They are still busy working on it. They are still busy speaking to the airlines to try and open Cape Town up. And obviously this is not just a problem that I'm experiencing. It's all businesses that are exporting, whether they are SMMEs or even the bigger businesses.
Yep.
The fresh goods that are leaving Cape Town, our biggest export is fresh produce.
Yes.
So they are working on it still, and they are absolutely amazing and have been incredibly helpful through all of this.
It's you know, we'll obviously see if the national ministers can give us some more clarity on this as well, because I think it's important to get the economy going for everybody. And you know, if you and I can understand, yes, why flights aren't leaving, because they also have to worry about, you know, bottom lines and all the rest of it. But government should be doing something to stimulate this. So, Albeth, what we'll do is we'll try and get one of the Command Council ministers on, the most relevant one, to find out what is happening. And when I chat to David Mania next, I'm going to be asking. He obviously is aware of it, because his whole portfolio includes the likes of Westgrove, for example, just to get some feedback from him as to what is going to be done about this. But I want to thank you very much. And where do we find your website, by the way?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on and letting me tell my story. The website is albethgillis.com. So it's as easy as that.
Well, all the best. We'll obviously stay in touch, and I think if we can, I never ever say we can solve anything. We can always have conversations which might lead to things being solved, but it's not only about solving it for you, as you know, it'll be solving it for a whole lot of other people who need to get goods out there and help drive this economy. So, Albeth, wonderful having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
That's Albeth Gillis, owner of Albeth Gillis Bridal.